Now, earlier we called Johnny White's Sports Bar on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. Bartender Laurie Marlin passed the phone to one of the 20 patrons weathering the storm from the bar. Hi, who is this?
It's Tim Ramage.
Tim, how come you stayed in New Orleans rather than leave the city?
Well, I was helping people get ready, and then it was, you'd have to leave for 2 days and then come right back, so, and fight the traffic back and forth, so.
Were you there 3 years ago when Katrina hit?
I was here when it actually hit, and I left afterwards.
Wouldn't that have kind of prompted you to get out of the city? Because it was such a disaster there. So many people lost their lives and suffered really terrible deprivations over days and days.
Yeah, and it was because the levees broke that happened.
You're not concerned about the levees this time?
A little, but I think they're going to work to make sure they don't break.
What do you do there in New Orleans?
I do maintenance.
So where do you live in the city?
I live in the quarter.
In the quarter, in the French Quarter.
Right.
And that's where you are now. That's where Johnny White's is.
Yeah. I live right around the corner. So.
This is kind of higher ground in New Orleans. You even if there's a bad storm and maybe some flooding, you're still going to be able to get home. But what about power?
Power went out, so hopefully it'll come back on soon.
So power's already out?
Yeah.
I understand that Johnny White's is a good gathering spot, but what are you going to do for food and water and all that kind of stuff?
No, I have it at home.
You've got enough to last how long?
Probably a week or so.
Well, it sounds like you're prepared anyway.
Yeah.
How about all the other people in that place?
How about them? You want to talk to them?
Sure.
All right, hold on.
All right, who wants to talk to you?
And we'll have more from Johnny White's Sports Bar later in the show, The Scene from New Orleans. A final note here, which should be some comfort to the hearty souls at Johnny White's. The National Hurricane Center has downgraded Gustav to a Category 1 storm, winds no more than 90 miles an hour.